The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
Tonight, you'll be transported to 2973 16th Street in San Francisco and to the offices of a very interesting and young nonprofit called One Degree. We'll begin with their founder and CEO, Ray Faustino, and then hear from some of the other members of the staff.
One Degree is a nonprofit, technology-driven organization that makes it easy for low-income and at-risk families to find and access the vital social services out there in our communities to help them achieve social and economic mobility.
We really embody our values in all of our work, both in the actual projects we do, but also in the way that we work with each other. An example of that is something we do at our all-team meetings is something called Val. So Val is this little blue creature, plastic creature toy. And every month, someone who was awarded Val from the last month will give Val to another member of the team that they feel really exemplified one of our values from that month, as a way to show appreciation for them embodying one of our values.
We're very conscious of how we use our time. So I noticed that you can tell that with One Degree, they've really developed a use of their time, how to become more effective and how to leverage both human time, human interaction, and technology to drive the interaction between people to become much more effective.
I would actually describe One Degree as a people first organization because I really feel like we're always have our end users in mind and are always making sure that in everything that we do, we're always considering how this could benefit the families that are using our product. And also on the other side, we're always, community building is also a part of, building community within the staff.
So in the interview process, one of the things that secured my my desire to want to work for One Degree is Ray and I did a communication exercise where he asked me to he asked me what my hobby was, and he asked me to communicate with, and I said dance because I'm a dancer. He asked me to communicate with him with three different postures, as if he was himself, as if he was a dance leader, like famous teacher, and as if he was a child. And what I appreciated about the opportunity is he gave me some parameters to work with, and then he gave me a box that he could see what are you going to do with this. And I was really impressed with that because instead of guiding me specifically or asking me specific questions, he allowed me to be creative, and it allowed me to go deeper and discuss some other fun things came up about who I am and who Ray is that allowed us to develop more of a relationship and learn more about each other. So I thought that process of interviewing was really crucial and nothing I had ever seen before. Plus, I'd never gotten a chance to dance in my interview, and I took that opportunity to do a little twirl. Here, we have something called a handbook. A user manual. Each teammate has a user manual, which is essentially a custom how-to for that person. So mine might say, which actually Emma's said and I read when I first got here, I'm not mad at you, I just need a snack. And so things like that, in sharing with our team, hey, you don't know me yet, or my quirks or my likes and dislikes or my triggers, but I'm going to share them with you because it's going to help us work more efficiently for you to know about them. And because the trust is facilitated, I don't have to worry about you using it against me.
One I really loved was one that Angel designed, where he basically took our values, he designed a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle, cut it all up into pieces, handed out the pieces to different people, and then we had to work together to put the puzzle together of our values. It was actually really fun. We were on the floor, we were crawling around. It was a great activity, and a great way for people to work together in a different way that really also reinforced our values. We were literally building that puzzle together. So there, and everyone is on their own when they're, like, everyone can, we rotate in terms of team leadership. So Orlando led our last team meeting, and he had a really fun activity as well that helped people to get to know each other. Emma designed a great one where she basically put, everyone had to have, like, something on their back. I had peanut butter on my back, and I had to find the person who matched peanut butter by asking questions. It was a great activity. So those kinds of things that are really fun but help each other talk to each other and get to know each other, I think, are really emblematic of One Degree.
And I guess that kind of, like, describes our organization's culture. Like, we build our programs, we build our services, we build our tools, not just for the community, but with the community in mind, and with their input, and also by the community. We have a lot of folks in our team who are who've had experiences that relate to folks who are using our services, and that's very important to us. We don't want to be an organization that's, like, sitting in an ivory tower, very disconnected from our community, and we very much, like, want to build with our community in mind and build with experiences from our community directly. That's very, very important to us.
And One Degree kind of does that for everyone else, which is cool, because when I joined One Degree, I actually found some of the resources that I had used to get me to college on One Degree. And to me, that was a very wow, like, moment. It was like, wow. You know, I'm helping everyone else get those same resources that I got, and that was something that was pretty special to me.
The secret aspiration behind that is, like, not just, like, building a really good program, but building the best organization that people would want to come back to, and people would want to, like, work in and feel like they're actually, like, making an impact and doing their best work. And so we've been able to take the very best of the nonprofit sector and also cherry pick from the technology sector as well, because we're both a nonprofit organization and we're a technology company as well. And we think that we very much exemplify, like, technology for good.
We're all part of the member success team, but I work very closely in member success, which means that everything that I'm working on is driving towards making sure not just that our members find resources, but that they actually use and access and benefit from the resources. I, in my experience and in research, haven't found any other nonprofit that is doing that in the way that we are. Mm-hmm. I think that that really exemplifies how we are always... We are never on autopilot. We are always innovating. We are always thinking about how we can actually help our members as real people, as whole people. And I think that also is reflected in our work culture, in that we treat each other as whole people, and we do the same for our members as well.
I think here we are, One Degree. We really embody that all-inclusive Americanness and that democracy and the way we work, the way we treat each other and break down these walls to work all in, and here we are serving the community. So I think that's my final thought on One Degree. And
in terms of feedback, there's really every week an opportunity for two-way feedback. So, you know, my manager might share some feedback with me, and I have an opportunity to share feedback with him. And what I appreciate about that and the way that it's handled is that the feedback is about the work. It's not about the person, right? It's really very clear that we are talking about the work. Here's something that could have gone better. Why did you handle something in this way? What's the outcome of the work? Not like you didn't do a good job, but how could the work itself be better? And I appreciate that delineation, which I think is quite quite important, so that people stay sharp, as Anisha said, and feel accountable, but also that they don't take things personally.
And it's also important for us internally as a staff to be cognizant and understanding of our own trauma and our own baggage and what we're bringing to the table. And instead of like using that as a hindrance, actually, we really believe that people can use that as a strength here at our organizations, like that experience and that understanding of where folks are coming from. And so we hire for that. We hire for self-awareness. We hire for folks who have that understanding of themselves. And we also help folks. We manage on that as well, on that self-awareness. So at the heart of things, I really believe One Degree is about community healing and is also healing our community.
I want to extend my thanks to all those who participated in this segment. Emma Craig, Orlando Panetta, Anisha Nash, Lauren Fogel, Guillermo Valdez, and Ray Faustino. If you should want to hear this again, read the transcript, or see pictures of the participants and the One Degree offices, simply come to denver-frederick.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.